Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. Gibbs, Dr. Basil, Switzerland, April 7, 1887. Previously unpublished. Dr. Gibbs, Dear Brother, I have been long looking for that letter you promised me long ago. I thank you for the letter that you sent me, which was lengthy and must have cost you some trouble to write it. But be assured it was read with much interest. I have felt anxious for you that you should not become discouraged amid trials and perplexities, which I know must be a great grief to you, and may, because of your former trials, seem like a tearing open of the old sore. But do not lose sight of Jesus. He is your helper in every time of need. He will never leave nor forsake you. You seem to me to be in trouble under a weight of discouragement and grief, but remember, angels of God are close beside you. Stick to your duty. Satan is determined to get some hold, but you just put your trust in God, trusting simply, fully, and commit the keeping of your soul unto Him as unto a faithful Creator. Satan will tempt you on the very point where he overcame you once. But it is your privilege to resist him, and the Lord will raise up a standard for you against the enemy. I know you are carrying a heavy load, but you have help. You are not alone. Jesus loves you. He gave himself for you, and when tempted, flee to your stronghold. I believe the Lord will enable you to move wisely and give no place now to the enemy. You can have the wisdom from God. True wisdom will be known by its fruits. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. James 3, verse 13. The conversation referred to is not merely the words, but the whole practice of the man. Let him show out of a good conversation his works. True wisdom does not lie in good notions and speculation so much as in good and useful actions. Not he who thinks well, or he who talks well in the sense of the Scriptures, is allowed to be wise, but he who does well. Do not look on the dark side, but just look up, believe, and trust. It is he that humbles himself that will be exalted. The Lord shall lift him up. I am so grateful that we have a Lord who knows all things, who readeth the hearts of all. And if you meet with many who have crookedness of character, remember that does not at all belong to Jesus, for Christ was pure and undefiled. It belongs to Satan. You may be disappointed in men, but look and consider how Jesus was disappointed. He came to bring salvation to men, but they hated him, rejected him. Now do not let the enemy come in, but just leave yourself and all your past, your present, your future in the hands of God, and go right on doing your duty in the fear of God. If Satan sees there is any good to be done, he will seek with all his power to hinder the work. I hope you will look up and not down. Be cheerful in God. I sent to Elder Rice a letter for Dr. Burke. I hope he will not put this in his hands. I want it to be read at the meeting in April. If it is not too late, I want this should be done. I can write no more now. This makes 17 pages of letter paper like this, which I have written today. So I am too tired to write you a long letter, but I will hope, with the blessing of God, to be able to write you more largely at another time. Will you send me a few lines, if not too great a tax? May the Lord bless you. With respect, I remain your true friend.